This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
On November 3rd, 2009, voters in the Samuel Miller District go to the polls to elect their representative on the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. This recording is Brian Wheeler's September 8, 2009 interview with Duane Snow, the Republican candidate campaigning for the seat. Mr. Snow faces two opponents, Independent John Lowry and Democrat Madison Cummings.
Mr. Snow, thank you for participating in this interview with Charlottesville Tomorrow. The complete audio and written transcript for this interview will be available on the Internet. Information from this interview will be used in the compilation of Charlottesville Tomorrow's nonpartisan voter guide. Charlottesville Tomorrow does not endorse any candidates, and our goal is to provide information to the public so they can make an informed vote on issues related to land use, transportation, and community design. As you are aware, some of the questions you will be asked have been provided in advance. Others have not. All supervisor candidates will be asked the same questions. Are you ready to start?
I am.
Question number one. Please describe your past experience that qualifies you to be on the Board of Supervisors.
I know Albemarle County and have served in the community all my life. My family has been here for seven generations. My five children attended Albemarle County schools. I have 12 grandchildren that are or will be attending county schools. I served on the Albemarle County Architectural Review Board. I was appointed to the Virginia State Agricultural Council and served for 10 years, where I represented Albemarle County and the green industry. For 35 years, I served as CEO and president of a successful business in the county. As a businessman, I learned the importance of listening to customers and employees. As a representative of the county, I would listen to the people and those who work for the county. I know the importance of making tough decisions. Problems do not go away. They must be worked through, or else they remain forever a barrier to the growth and development of the community.
Question number two. Do you support the formation of a regional transit authority with the city of Charlottesville? And a follow-up, what are your regional transportation priorities, and how do you recommend we fund them in the absence of new state funding and without the ability to raise a local sales tax?
Before I could support a regional transit authority with the city, I would exhaust all the efforts to get the Commonwealth to pay attention to its infrastructure and their responsibilities.
Great. And then a follow-up had to do with state funding. Is there anything more you want to add?
No, the state has that responsibility, and only as a last resort would I want to use local funds. And then if the money's there.
Question number three. The next Board of Supervisors will review the Places 29 Master Plan. What do you think are the key ingredients that need to be in that plan to gain your support?
The key elements of the plan that are important to me are the Hillsdale Connector from Hydraulic to Greenbrier Drive. Two, extend the widening of 29 North from its current location just north of the Rivanna River to the Hollymead area. Three, extend Berkmeyer Drive to Hollymead Town Center, which would include building a new bridge across the Rivanna River. And three, enlarge the current ramp from 29 North to the 29-250 bypass to two lanes. The expressway and the millions of dollars spent would be for the purpose of accommodating 10% of the traffic headed through the area. It would leave 90% of the traffic winding around cumbersome traffic patterns to get to their desired locations.
Question number four. In what circumstances would you support an expansion of Albemarle County's designated growth areas?
There is adequate opportunity to serve the community with the existing designated growth areas. That said, I would consider more parks and recreational facilities for our citizens along the edge of the existing growth areas. Parks and recreation areas serve as good buffers between urban and rural lands.
Question number five. If you were to provide direction today to the county executive on the development of the next Albemarle County annual budget, what would you tell them?
I would say let's begin with the use of a zero-based budgeting process and review all county operations to ensure that our existing revenues are being spent consistent with the priorities of our citizens.
Question number six. In August 2009, Advocates for a Sustainable Albemarle Population, or ASAP, released the first report in their research seeking to identify an optimal sustainable population for the community. Should the Board of Supervisors explore policies that would cap the county's population growth at a number below the potential build-out population? Why or why not?
I would use all the available data when considering responsible growth, but I would not apply an arbitrary cap on population growth. There are too many factors that will change over the next 50 years. Technology alone will improve the handling of storm water, improve road surfaces, and improve building supplies.
Question number seven. Should the community invest in repairing or enlarging the existing Lower Ragged Mountain Dam built around 1908 as part of the 50-year community water supply plan? Why or why not?
I am on record for moving forward with the rebuilding and enlarging the Ragged Mountain Dam. This dam is not structurally sound and needs to be replaced. It is also important to maintain the South Fork Reservoir, which would include dredging.
Question number eight. If you could focus on one area for improved partnership with the City of Charlottesville during the next 2 years, what area would that be?
I think we need to explore common interests and goals that would help both localities save money and improve quality of life. For example, public transportation and combining certain public services.
Question number nine. What are your priorities for economic development and workforce development in Albemarle? And a follow-up, do we have sufficient land for office, commercial, and industrial development within the designated growth areas?
Prepare an economic development plan that would encourage business growth. This is the weakest slice of our tax revenues. I have anecdotal evidence that we need more light industrial zoned areas, but this needs more investigation.
Question number 10. Do you support the three-party agreement reached in 1990 between Albemarle, Charlottesville, and the University of Virginia, which identified a sequence of transportation projects to be completed before the construction of a western bypass of U.S. Route 29?
This agreement was made 18 years ago. Most of the projects mentioned in the agreement have been or in the process of completion. The agreement also calls for three grade separated interchanges at Rye, Hydraulic, and Greenbrier. I have not seen any construction drawings for this project, for this phase of the project, so I would need to see those before I can make a proper decision.
Question number 11. Given the long funding and implementation period for multi-jurisdictional projects like the Meadow Creek Parkway and the Community Water Supply Plan, what are the advantages and disadvantages to the current Board of Supervisors revisiting previous boards' decisions regarding such projects?
Revisiting previous decisions should be based upon a significant amount of new evidence, otherwise the project should proceed. The advantage would be to mitigate costs, improve the plan, or clearly prove another method was far superior. The advantages would be new study expenses, additional costs from inflation, and lost opportunities from delays. We've talked about the Meadow Creek Parkway for years. I am 100% behind the completion of this project.
And that last sentence, or the last part of that, were the disadvantages.
Right.
And we'll make sure
And I've got a copy for you.
We'll make sure we clarify
you
that.
Give them a copy.
Thank you. All right. That's fine. We'll make sure to get it right. Question number 12. Should Albemarle County officials be able to revisit or renegotiate their past decision on the 1982 revenue sharing agreement with the City of Charlottesville? Why or why not?
Boy, that would be great if that could happen. But this is a legally binding document, and it would take a law would have laws would have to be changed in order to do that. The reason I think it should be changed is right now I don't think the county is getting its money's worth. Its money's worth?
It's fair share.
Okay.
Question number 13. In June 2006, the city and county signed off on a 50-year water supply plan that includes a new dam at Ragged Mountain Reservoir and a new pipeline connecting it to the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir. Do you support this plan? Why or why not?
Read that again. I was on the wrong page.
That's fine. In June 2006, the city and county signed off on a 50-year water supply plan that includes a new dam at the Ragged Mountain Reservoir and a new pipeline connecting it to the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir. Do you support this plan? Why or why not?
I definitely support the plan. We've been talking about adding to our water supply for 25 years. We something else I wanted to say. I am concerned about the water supply for the future. 2002 was the year of the drought, and we were down to, what was it, a 28-day supply or 20-day supply. I've often wondered what would have happened if we'd gone another 28 days. I think that we need to solve the water problem and take it off the table rather than constantly talking about it and spending literally millions of dollars solving a problem that should have been solved 5, 6, 10 years ago.
Question number 14. What is your top priority for action by the Board of Supervisors if you are elected?
Zero-based budgeting. I feel like that we have wasteful spending. When you operate without a zero-based budget, as the year, physical year ends, a lot of times there is just catch-up spending so that we can have our budget added to the next year. I think we need to look at our budgets realistically and make sure that the money is being applied to the priorities and needs of the citizens.
Question number 15. Do we have appropriate resources in county government to achieve the objectives in the county's strategic plan? And a follow-up, in what way, if any, do we need to make changes? And what impact will your recommendations have on staffing and the annual budget?
That's a lot. Let me think. Okay. Let me go over that one more time. Objectives. I think, as a rule, the resources we need are there. And one part of the strategic plan, it talks about we're for building the economics in this area so that we can attract businesses that would be suitable to this area. And I feel like that there's not enough detail in a lot of in some of the plans that we read. For example, we talk about attracting compatible businesses with the community, but there's no plan for actually how to do that. There's no goals. There's no there's not any action. There's not an action plan to accompany those goals. And so we need goals and we need an action plan to help achieve those goals. And one of the particular areas I'm concerned about is making sure that we are able to attract the right businesses to this area. There's about, if I remember my statistics right, 12,000 people leave here, the county, every week to go work somewhere else because of underemployment. We need to attract the right jobs here that will have people invest in our community, but not have to bring additional people in to make that business work. We can use the 12,000 that we have here.
And by the 12,000, you mean people are commuting outside of the area?
Yeah, they're going to Richmond, they're going to Washington, all over.
Okay. And question number 16. What do you see as the primary responsibilities of the Board of Supervisors?
Number one is to listen to the citizens of the county and treat them with respect. I think a lot of in a lot of cases, the citizens are not listened to, and programs and things are implemented without proper input or regardless of the input.
Okay. Thank you very much.